There's a video going around, and people are kind of wondering, is it a life hack or is it unethical what this person's doing at the grocery store? Okay.
At the grocery store. Okay.
Right. So this one user on TikTok videos herself, and you know, like certain produce are, you pay for it by weight, right?
Okay.
So she takes a carrot, breaks it in half, and only winds up paying 8 cents for the carrot. Because, again, weight.
Look at this.
Perfect. Oh, my God.
And she shows a video of the half a carrot in her cart.
I have goosebumps.
And
wait, she's only buying half the carrot? She's not, like, buying the whole carrot?
Yeah, so it's someone taking a snapped-off chunk of a carrot to the self-checkout. They weigh it. Comes out to about 8 cents. And the caption...
What are they doing with that half they're not buying? Just throw it away?
Well, no. They left it in the produce.
Oh, that's not right.
So they take it from the produce. They snap it in half.
So then somebody else is going to only buy, like, the other half of the carrot.
Or
yes. They're just going to trash it. No one's going to buy that.
Right. Or it's going to... Now, some grocery stores... Now, some grocery stores take their produce that's getting ready to go bad, and they donate it to farms to feed livestock and stuff like that.
Okay.
So, I mean, it could go there. But is it a life hack?
No.
Because you're I guess, working the system... Or is it
no?
Or is it bad behavior?
That's bad behavior.
Ethical.
Yeah, you're kind of like ruining the carrot, right? Because again, nobody's going to come and buy the second half of the carrot, so you've just like wasted half the carrot, right?
Yeah, I mean, part of me is like, okay, I see what you're doing. The other part of me is like, how much more are you paying for the entire carrot?
Exactly. It can't be that much. Are we buying carrots individually? Is that what we do? I just always buy the prepackaged carrots, so I don't know. I'm not buying the ones that still have the greenery on them.
I make sure there's
like
no green.
From the earth and put in the store.
Yeah. I'm not any sort of like Bugs Bunny type person. I'm not eating the carrot with the green stem on it.
Yeah, no. But I guess you can just buy one, right? You do with zucchini and squash and stuff.
So there are a lot of people that are like, well, you know, I do that with grapes. I will take a scissors to the grocery store and I'll snap a little of the grapes off and just buy what
lighter?
And just buy what I need because they always have too many and they go to waste.
Really?
So they only.
But then you're just putting some cut off grapes right there back on the shelf.
Yep.
To just die a horrible death.
Or
again,
someone,
no one's going to buy them outside of a package.
Or someone else will. Wait. You don't get grapes outside of a package?
No. They're all like, they're bagged up.
Hmm.
Right?
Yeah, so.
Or they're in containers already like taken off the stems for you. Those are nice.
Well, and I've seen bananas with the same thing where people will take and break up, you know, a bunch of bananas because they don't need like six bananas.
That's dumb though. That's dumb because doesn't that automatically make them go bad faster?
They'll only use and take three of them.
That is wrong. You take what's bundled. You take what's prepared in the package.
Now, I don't necessarily see it wrong for bananas because...
Really?
Yeah, because they're already in their own natural prepackage. And so I will eat a brown banana, but...
Yeah, no, we know that. We know that about you.
Right.
But there are some of us that don't want to live in that world.
Right. Namely, the other members of my family.
Yes.
So if I know I only need maybe four bananas or something, or, you know, then I won't get the whole bunch and I'll break off a few.
Now, I know I've seen like at convenience stores, a lot of times they'll have like single bananas you can buy just like on the go, need a snack. But typically at the grocery store, they sell them in bunches. So then I'm sure you probably can buy it individually if somebody does break one off. because it's by weight, right? You scan it and it's by weight. And it's gonna be cheaper.
Well, and some, like I know Trader Joe's, they sell them by the banana. So they're like 18 cents a banana.
Oh,
so,
okay, they do.
Yeah,
okay.
So you can buy just one banana. And actually, a lot of people do that, you know, at that store where they'll just, you know, break off of what they want and leave the rest. And it seems to work for them. But then I feel like also that a lot of stores have those, hey, if you have a kid, let them snack on this. And it's like like little Clementine oranges or bananas or you know, the singles of all that stuff.
See, now they're just going to the cookie counter. You can get a free cookie for the kid while you're, that's where I'm living.
Oh,
you can get a free cookie if you go to the bakery for your kid.
All right.
We're not giving them fruit snacks.
Don't worry about the fruit.
That's right.
Let's take them to the bakery. Hey, can you slice off a little bit of that prosciutto ham too for them? They want to try some of that too.
I'll take a sushi roll too. If you got a sushi roll, they like that.
Sushi roll.
Sushi rolls we shop.
Wasn't there someone on Extreme Couponing, I remember, who peeled her bananas before paying for them because she didn't want to pay for the skin of the banana, just the actual banana part? Yeah.
That's insane.
Got another person that says, I always snap the broccoli stems off, so I don't see a problem with this. Okay. I see. So if it's by weight on broccoli and you snap and you're just like, I just want the florette part. So you break that off and you just, wow.
I guess this
is like extreme couponing sort of action because what are you saving? A couple pennies?
Yeah, it can't be that much. Sarah's just like, Kelly, what bougie grocery store are you going to that has grapes already off the stems? They're in every store, Meijer, that you can buy, like, right next to the bag of a bunch of grapes. Yes, they're already off the stem in containers, like Welch's grapes in containers. A lot of times they'll do the red and the green grapes together in a container, and they're already, like, off the stem. You can buy them that way. They're more expensive. So, yes, more bougie to do it like that, or they're right next to the bags of the bunches of grapes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know.
We've lived in that world a couple of times. It's pretty convenient.
It is awfully difficult to take the grapes off of the stem, so
well,
I can understand.
And my husband is very OCD in the fact that when we buy a bunch of grapes, he will go and set them in the strainer, wash them off, and take each one off the stem and put them in a big Ziploc bag and then put them in the fridge because he cannot stand to have to pick it off each one that you want to eat.
Okay.
He wants to get it all done, so that's what he does. I appreciate it.
Oh, that's funny. All right. So yeah, I guess we're just saying what? It's fine? Are we saying it's fine?
Saying it's fine. I think it's wasteful. Buy a whole carrot.
All right. We'll post it on X. You can see for yourself at Ben and Kelly Show. Some of the comments even.
I really need like people that work at grocery stores though to chime in about that. Like, do they appreciate it? Do they care? Is it wasteful? What happens to the part of the carrot that goes to is left to die?
All right,
and not purchase.
Well, yeah, I guess if you have any hacks, listen to us. We're like, this is. Do you have any grocery store hacks?
Hey, listen, day and time.
What kind of show is this?
Anything helps. Save a couple of pennies. Yes.
Well, then listen to you. Save a couple pennies, and then you're saying that it's unethical that she snapped the carrot in half.
That's wrong. I feel like that particular hack is wrong.
There's a line to cross, and apparently it's breaking a carrot.
We found it at the carrot breaking.
All right. This is the produce section of the show.
Yeah.
99.7 DJX. By the way, we were just talking about like a lady who is using a life hack to break up a carrot to save a couple cents. And then I came across this on the internet.
I can't be the only person on the planet that didn't know that you can just pick a piece of fruit off of a tree and eat it.
Pick fruit off a tree and eat it?
Let her explain.
Okay.
I had a friend come over a few weeks ago, and she was like, Carly, why do you have a bag of lemons in your fridge? And I said, oh, well, I use lemons in my cooking a lot, and sometimes I put them in my sparkling water. And she was just like, no, but why do you have a bag of lemons from the store? And I said, oh, well, sometimes I cook with them, and I also put them in. And she said, no, you have a lemon tree outside.
I was sitting there going like, I have bags of lemons too. Why is she asking?
No, Carly
that
has a lemon tree outside.
And I said, okay, And she said, so why do you buy lemons? And I said, because I cook with them. And she said, Carly, you have a lemon tree. You just pick the lemons off the tree and you put them in your food or in your sparkling water. And I said, don't you have to do something to them?
Oh, my God. Rinse them off. Wash them a little bit.
And she said, what do you mean? And I said, you don't have to do anything to the lemons. And she was pretty upset, which I guess I am one of the very few people. I didn't think that I was one of the very few people, but maybe I am one of the very few people that didn't know that there is nothing that you have to do to a lemon before you eat it from a tree. You can just take it off the tree. Am I the only person? I'm 28, for reference.
Oh, wow. Oh, the learning never stops, kids. Learning never stops. Wow.
I get that. It's like, you know, you
they probably have a, like, do some sort of like chemicals or something.
Yeah, but you know, if you have a peach tree in your backyard, and then it's like, hey, why are you buying peaches? You got it right there.
Yes, that's the whole, oh, I want to go plant a lemon tree now. That's yeah, what I want to do. I'm going to plant a lemon tree and a peach tree and an apple tree in my backyard, have a whole little orchard going on.
Think about it, Kelly. Think about it. You wouldn't be able to keep them alive.
That is true. They would die.
You wouldn't be able to keep them alive, and it'd just be sad.